Where's the first verse? It's found in Galatians chapter 2 in verse 4. If you'll take your Bibles and turn there, please. Notice what Paul says. And that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily or secretly to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. A little background. Paul here is referring to the problem that had arisen in the churches of Galatia. I mentioned this last week. Paul and Barnabas go on their first missionary journey to this region known as Galatia. It's in central southern Turkey. In this journey, they went to various cities and preached the gospel of God's grace, and the Lord worked marvelously, and there were many people that were saved. But after Paul and Barnabas leaves, there are certain professing brothers that come from Jerusalem whom Paul called false brethren, or we call Judaizers, and they came and they began to teach a different gospel. Now, these Judaizers did not deny the Messiahship of Jesus or the need of faith. However, what they did do is they added to the message of grace. They said that faith alone was not sufficient for salvation. So what did they do? They began to insist that believers had to go back and follow the Mosaic law. What would that include? Well, that would include kosher food laws. That would include observing special Jewish days. And in particularly, it would include circumcision, which was the sign of the Abrahamic covenant. And Paul uncovered what he said was their secret plot. That is, they came in to check out or spy on the believers' liberty. They came to see what they were doing, with the result of putting God's people back under the Mosaic law. And there are serious problems that come if believers go back under this law. What are those problems that Paul proposes? There are two of them, and they're found in Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 2. The first problem is that if you live under the law, you are indebted to keep the whole law perfectly. Look at what he says in verse 3. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. If you accept the necessity of circumcision, well, that's not enough. You can't pick and choose. You are obligated to keep the whole Mosaic law, the 613 codified laws that God gave to Moses. And the law requires that you keep it perfectly. Now, what if you don't keep the law perfectly? And Paul tells us. Notice what he says in Galatians 3 and verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Here's his point. If you are living under the law, you are indebted to keep the whole law. And the point is, you can't. And the moment you put yourself back under the law as a means of salvation, you have put yourself under the judgment of God. If you are trying to work your way to heaven, you are under God's curse because you have to keep the whole law perfectly. As a means of salvation, as a means of relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, God does not bind up his laws, put them in a covenant, and hand them to you and say, if you want to have a relationship with me, then you've got to fulfill this covenant of laws. No, God sent his son who lived under the law, fulfilled the law, died on the cross for our sins, and he offers to us not the covenant of laws, but he offers to us a covenant of grace through his son, Jesus Christ. That's freedom. A relationship with God based on his promises.